Brachis, Perik Dalet. This is learned, Lilu Nishmas, Sorerelke, Basrep Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away on Achron Shel Pesach, Hayalofin Tovshin Ayin, and this is learned B'toich Shloishim, Lilu Nishmasot, Hay Nishmasot, Tzruro, B'Tzrei Rachayim. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzoi, says Mishnah Aleph, that the morning prayer, the time of the morning prayer is still half a day. Rabbi Yehuda says that Arba Shoh is up to 4 hours. Rabbi Yehuda says only up to the fourth hour. That is when the day is 12 hours, so 4 hours, meaning 460 minutes. That's a third of the day. And it doesn't matter how large, how long the day is, or how short the day is. It's always, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the time for davening is a third of the day. It's 4 hours. Or it's called four shores manius, depending on the size of the day, that hour measures according to. But anyways, it's a third of the day. Tfilas HaMincha, the Mincha prayer is Ado Erev. The Mincha prayer is till the evening. Rabbi Yehuda Imer at Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the time for Mincha is till Plaga Mincha. That is half of the time of Mincha. Plaga Mincha means half time Mincha. That is the beginning of the time from Mincha is if we assume that the day begins at 6 a.m. and it ends at 6 p.m. so the beginning of Mincha begins from 3:30 till 6. That's 2.5 hours. That's 2.5 hours. Half of 2.5 hours, that's called Plaga Mincha, is 1 hour and a quarter hours. So that means that is a quarter to five, a quarter to five, and the hour of 6. So you have to be finished Mincha by a quarter to five. You start Mincha 3:30. If it's 12 hours again, you start at 3:30 and you can go to 4:30 till a quarter to five. Half of it you daven Mincha. That's from 3:30. You have an hour to 4:30 to a quarter to five. That's Plaga Mincha. You can daven Mincha then. And then the other part is already from a quarter to five till 6. That is the time for Ma'ariv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that from a quarter to five until 6, you can daven Mincha, but you're not allowed to daven Ma'ariv. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv in that time, but not Mincha. Tfilas Ha'erev Ein L'Keva. The prayer of Ma'ariv doesn't have a specific time, but you can daven Ma'ariv all night. V'shel Musafim Kol Hayoyim. And Musaf, the Musa prayer is the time to daven is a whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says at Sheva Shois that you can daven up to 7 hours in the day. So again, if it's a 12-hour day, you can daven from, and this day starts at 6, so you can daven till 1 after midday. So midday is at 12, and you can daven up to 1 o'clock. After 1 o'clock, you're also allowed to daven Musaf, but he's called a Pesheya, he's negligent. So the Bar Tanura says, Tfilas HaShachar, says the Mishnah is Ad Chatzos, that is till midday, you can daven. Shekein Tomit Shel Shachar, because so was the constant korban of the morning, Koriv Ad Chatzos, that it was brought up till midday, L'Rabbonim. That's according to the opinion of the Rabbon. But Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, in the Korev, it was not brought Elo ad arba shos biyoyim, only up to 4 hours in the day. So the prayer, the Shimon Esrei of Shacharis, is corresponds and goes according to the time that they brought the korban. Ve'ad dalet shoyes, up to 4 hours, haynu aitzoyf shorivis. Up to 4 hours means up to the end of the 4 hours. So if you have 12 hours, so totally the end of 4 hours would be 4:60 minutes. Shushlishayim, it's a third of the day, because the day has, if it's bisman shayim yud b'shoyes, if there's 12 hours to the day, so there is 12:60 minutes parts to the day, and the third is 4:60 minutes, because there's 3 fours, there's 3 times 4 hours in the day if it's 12 hours. V'chein zman la'olam, and so is the time always, atzoy shlishayim, up to the third of the day. Lifi'orech hayomim, according to the length, the katanam, and the short days, kidekasiv no leil kavei kriyas shema, like we wrote before, like kriyas shema, v'yilchsek rabid lochet akavida. Tefilas hamincha ado erev, the mincha prayer is till the evening, says the bartanura ad shetechshach, until it gets dark. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says ad plag hamincha, until half of the time of mincha. Zman mincha ketana, the time of the mincha ketana, as opposed to the mincha gedoyla, which begins at after chatzois, but the mincha ketana is that begins meteisha shoyes umechza, from 9.5 hours of the day, which is 3:30. If it's 12 hours, beginning at 6 and ends at 30, ends at 6, ad alayla, up till the night, shehem shtei shoyes umechza, so that's 2.5 hours from 3:30 till 6. Nimtza, turns out that plaga mincha, half of the mincha, shu chatzi shirza, that's half of this measure, this amount, is shor revi, that's 1.25 hours. So that is from that mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can only be davened, the mincha ketana can be davened from 3:30 up till 4:45. Upsaka halacha bazeh, what is the ruling, the halacha in this? The avad kemar avad, with the avad kemar avad, one who does like Rabbi Yehuda is okay, and one who does like the Tanakama is also okay. But one who wants to do like the Chachamim, ulis palot for the samincha da'erev, and to daven mincha till the evening, yase, then he should do it. Ubilvad, but condition shelo yispalil arvis bismanze, that he shouldn't daven ma'ariv at that same time. So he cannot daven ma'ariv in the time of plaga mincha. Shekivon shemachshiv esuyim, since he considers it to be day, liinyan shemispalil b'mincha, with regards that he davens mincha in that hour, according to davens mincha until the night time, ein yochel lachshiv lailo, then he can't consider this to be night, ulispalil b'arvis, and to daven there ma'ariv. Ve'im ba'olase is kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda. And if he wants to do like Rabbi Yehuda, shaloi lispalel mincha, not that mincha ella ad plaga mincha, up to plaga mincha, shu shor revia koydem halayla, which is 1.25 hours before the night, I said, that's okay. Umashom ve'elech, from there and on, yuchal lispalel arvis, he's able to daven ma'ariv. Now the evening, tefillah se'erev, says the Mishnah ein lo keva. So the Bartanura is mano kol alayla, the time to read is all night. V'od itonein lo keva, this that he writes that it doesn't have a time. There's no permanent. V'lo yikotoni is mano kol alayla, doesn't write that the time is all night. La'ashmi'ina, to teach us the tefillas arvis rishus, that the prayer of ma'ariv is optional. Lefi, because shehi keneged, that corresponds to hakrovas evorim upedorim, the sacrifice of the limbs and the fats, shekreivim kol alaylo, that can be sacrificed all night. V'hanach, rishus ninhu, they are optional, because once the blood has been sprinkled, then the korban has accomplished its appeasement for the person. Even though they have become defiled, they had gotten lost or they became tamei. However, says the Bartanur, mihu, nevertheless, nowadays kiblu alim kechayva, people have accepted it like an obligation. That's why it says the loshen ein lokava, but not zmanu kol alayla, because there's really no zman. You don't have to do it. Then the Mishnah says v'shal musafim kol ayoyim, that the musafim you can daven all day. Im ichra achar sheva yotze, that if you make it after 7, if you read after 7, you're yotze. Avol nikra pesheya, but he is called a pesheya. So you have to daven up till 7 hours, and later on you can still daven, but it's called a pesheya. V'chein halocha, and so is the halocha. Mishnah Beis. Rav Nechunya ben Akona hoye mispalel biknisosu lebeis hamedrash biknisosu tefilo kitzorah. Rav Nechunya, the son of Akona, he would pray when he would enter into the study hall and when he would go out of the study hall. A short prayer. Amru loy mamokim lesfilo zu. So the students asked him, what is the meaning of this prayer? Amr lahem biknisosu ani mispalel שלוי תאורה תקולה על יודי ובניצי אוסי אני נויסין הידויה על חלקי. So he answered them that when I go into the base medrash, I pray that I should not stumble, there should be no stumbling to me, which means I should not make a mistake in a ruling. And as I, when I go out from the base medrash, from the study halls, I give thanks to Hashem, blessed be He, on my portion, that he helped me, that I should be able to be sitting and studying. So the Bartanura says, Mishnah Beis, Ma Mokoyim, what place, Kuleimer Mativa, what is the meaning of this prayer? They asked him, Ma Mokoyim, what is the meaning of this prayer? So he says, he prays, Shalei Ta'ore Ta'kola, there shall be no stumbling through me, Shalei Yavei Michshel Al Yodi. There should be no stumbling means. I should make a mistake and rule wrongly. As he articulates in the Braisa, I should not stumble in a matter of a ruling of halacha. Then my friends will rejoice. So that is a bad thing that is going to come through me. I will cause them to get punished because the fact they're going to stumble, they're going to make fun, they're going to be punished. And when I leave, he says, I give thanks for my portion. Moida, I thank Allah Toiva on the goodness shecholikli that he gave me, sheshom chelki, that he made my portion, meyeshve beis hamedrash, from those who sit in the study hall. Ushtei tefilas halolu, and these two prayers, biknisosu lebeis hamedrash, ubitziyosei, when he enters into the study hall, when he goes out, it's an obligation for every person, the person to say it. Because so we say in the Braisi, when he enters, what does he say? What does he say when he exits? So it's not only what Rechunya ben Akona did, but this is what a person says. Mashma, the understanding is, the meaning is, there's an obligation to say it. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Gamliel says, all days, every day, a person has to make pray 18 blessings, as we do the Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Me'en Shemoneh Esrei. Yeshua says, you should only do a shortened version of the 18 brachas, and that prayer is called Havineinu. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Im Shgura Tfilosei. Rabbi Akiva compromises. He says, if his prayer is easy, he's accustomed to in his mouth, which means that he is able to pray the all 18 blessings, so then he should pray the entire 18 blessings. But what happens if he cannot pray, or he doesn't have no time to pray? So then he should do the first three blessings and the last three blessings, and in the middle he should say the prayer of Havinenu. However, in the winter, one cannot say Havinenu because he has to say the same Talamotar. And on Shabbos night, on Motzi Shabbos, he has to say Atochen Antonu. In the blessing of Havinenu, there is no Vesein Talamotar and no Atochen Antonu. Says the Bar Tanura that Rabbi Yeshua says you say Me'en Yud Ches of the 18. Says the Bar Tanura, is the Mefarshi B'Gemara, there are those that explain the Gemara, Sha'aymer mikol brocha ubrocha, that from each brocha and brocha he says minahem tsoyus, from the middle of it, bekoitzer in short, v'choysim al kol achas v'achas, and he makes a seals, he says the baruch ato Hashem for each one. V'iz da'amri, there's other that say that he say, habineinu Hashem alekeinu, ladaz drachecha, give us the understanding to know your ways, shibrocha achas, that's one blessing, sheyesh bo me'ein kol ha-brocha, that has something from all the blessings, v'hem tsoyus, of the middle blessing, Shal Shemayin Esrei, of the 18th blessing. V'choysim baruch ato Hashem Shemayin Tefillah, and he concludes, blessed are you who listens to the prayer. Rabbi Akiva says, if it's Shgura B'fiv, it's a custom mind, that means, says the Bartanura, Shehu Lamud V'Rogel Boy, that he's accustomed, he's used to it, then he should say it, the whole thing. V'alocha K'Rabbi Akiva. And the loch is like Rabbi Akiva. Shemi she'ein tefiloso shgura b'fiv. One who is not easy, that his prayer is not accustomed in his mouth. Oy b'shas adchak, or in the time that he's pressed. Mispalul odom sholdo shoshenis v'sholdo shacharenis. He can daven the first three and the last three. V'avineinu be'emtza, and the blessing of a name in the middle. She'im ein kol ha'em tzoyis, which is a part that has in it something of all the middle blessings in between the three and the three. Chutz mimeisa geshamim, with the exception in the winter months, she'enim ispal avineinu. He cannot pray. He doesn't daven. He doesn't pray avineinu. Neshetzorich leimer shayla bebrichas hashanim. He has to say, ask for the same talamotar in the blessing of the shanim of the years, and the chutz mimatzoy shabbos v'yomtiv, and also exception of when the motzi shabbos v'yomtiv shetzorich leimer havdola, in which he needs to say the Abdullah b'chayin adas in the bracha of chayin adas. Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, ha'isa tfilosei keva ein tfilosei tachanunim. Rabbi Lezer says, one who makes his prayer keva like a load upon himself, in other words, that he says, I have to pray, I have no choice, then his prayer is not a, it's not a tachanunim, it's not a ask for mercy, and it's not accepted. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Hamahalu b'mokim sakona, one who goes in a place of danger, mispalo tefilo ketzore, he prays a short prayer. Eimer, Heisha Hashem esamuchas sheiris Yisrael, and he says, God help your nation, the whatever is left, the remnants of Israel. B'chol parashas ha'ibur yiyu tzercheihem lefanecha. Even when they separate through a sin, so they are, all their needs should be before you. Baruch atah Hashem shemei tefillah, blessed are you, God, that you listens to our prayers. Says the Bar Tanura, ha'isa tefilosei keva, one who makes his prayer as a keva, which means that his prayer appears to him as a load. The lashon keva, the language of keva, means it's like a rule that is set upon me to pray. But and I need to sort of get out of it. So if that is, then his prayer is not tachanunim, it's not acceptable, it's not a request, not acceptable. One who goes in a place of danger, we said, says the Mishnah, mispalo tefilo ketzore, he prays a short prayer. Umahi tefilo ketzore sha'imer. What is the short prayer that he says? Hoisha Hashem esamecha. Hashem, please help your people, etc. Then it says, b'chol parashas ha'ibur. What does that mean? Afilu b'shah shem perishim l'aveda, even at the time that they separate to avedas, parashas means they separate ha'ivur, they transgress, they go to an aveda. Nevertheless, yutzarechem glum l'fanecha l'rachim aleim, their needs should be revealed to you to have mercy upon them. Parashas, says the Matanur, is loshem perisha, they separate. Ha'ivur is shel aveda, of a transgression, they go over. Ve'ein halachik Rabbi Yeshua. The halach is not like Rabbi Yeshua. La tefila shemispalalim b'mokim sakona. The prayer that we do in a place of danger is he tzorche amcha merubim v'chulu, that the needs of your nation are many, etc. U'mispalal odom ayisa kushum mispalal kushum halach, and he davens it. He prays it as he's walking. Ve'ena mispalal, but he doesn't pray lo gimul rishonis v'lo gimul achrenis, not the first three and not the last three. And when he passes the place of danger, and his mind relaxes, then he has to go back and daven tefillah ketakona, the prayer as it's been instituted, if the time has not passed. Mishnah Hey, when one was riding on a donkey and he wants to daven, he should go down from the donkey. And if he's not able to go down from the donkey, that is, that he has nobody to watch the donkey for him. So then he should turn his face to the east. If he cannot turn his face to the east, so then he should direct his heart towards the Holy of Holies. Says the Bar Tanura, if he's riding the donkey, he should go down. Says the Batanur, Ein halachik is ta mishnah. The halach is not like this mishnah, which has no author, but it's not commissioned. Whether he has somebody to hold on to his donkey, ben ein loy mishiyeches chamayri. Whether he doesn't have somebody to hold on to his donkey, lo yered, he should still not go down. Because his mind is not relaxed when he goes down. But what should he do? So he says, then Yachzir Ponov, he turns his face Letzad Yerushalayim, towards this direction of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as it says, Malachim Allah Poskeches, V'yispalulu Eilecha, they pray to you, to Hashem, Derech Arzron, by way of their land. And if he cannot turn his face, Yikav and Libay, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should direct his heart toward the Holy of Holies. Shenemar, because it says over there in the Poskech, V'yispalulu Amokim Azeh, they should pray to this place, to the place of the Mokim HaMikdash. Mishnah Vav, Hoye Yeshe B'Svida, if one was sitting on a boat, Oy V'Korin, Oy V'Azda, or in a wagon, or on the piece of wood which goes over the water, Yechaven Eslibe Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should direct his heart towards the Holy of Holies, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Bar Tanura, Ba'azdo, what is the meaning of ba'azdo? Eitzim harbe kishurim, those are woods, many woods that are tied, umodokim yachad, they are fastened together. Umashitin oiso benor, you have it swim over on the river, umene'odum helch maleim, and people go on it. Ubelosh and mikra, in the language of the posik, the rayomim beis, kruim, rafsudes, they're called rafsudes. Mishneh Zayin, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, "Ain't tefilas hamusafim elo bechover ir," that the Musaf prayer was not instituted only in a community. So that is that the Musaf prayer, they only instituted that it should be bechover ir together with a minyan. But if one davens by themselves, not with a minyan, so then he doesn't have to daven Musaf. Chavim say bechaver ir, whether it's in the group in the city with a minyan, v'shaloi bechaver ir, whether there is a community or individually, everybody has to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said in Rabbi Lezer's name, that kol mokim sheyesh chaver ir, hayochet potu mitfilas ha-musafim, that in the city where there is a community that is doing Musaf, then the individual doesn't have to daven Musaf, because he fulfilled his obligation with the Musaf, which the Chazan said. But if in the city there is no community that is davening, so then each individual has to daven Musaf. Says the Bar Tanura, ain't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says ain't tefillas hamusaf mel b'chaver ir. B'chaver ir means b'chabura sa'ir, means in the group of the groups of the city. Kolaymer to say b'tzibur. B'chaver ir, that means in the minyan, together with a group and a minyan. But v'loy b'yochid, you don't do musaf by individual. And the chachamim say b'chaver ir v'shalei b'chaver ir. Bein b'tzibur, bein b'yochid, whether it's a community or by yourself, you do have to say musaf either way. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so what is the difference? V'iko bein Tanakamo l'Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the difference between the Tanakamo and Rabbi Yehuda? Yochid Ador, an individual who lives Beir Shein Shemasorim, in a city that there is no Tet. Latana Kamma Libid Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Elazar, according to the first opinion that quotes Rabbi Elazar, the Omar Loitik Nuel Bechaver Ir, that they didn't institute Musaf only when there's a minion, Yochid Zapotr, then that individual will be exempt because there's no minion, so you don't have to say it. But Ul Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Yochid Potr, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an individual is not exempt Eluk Shemamok Masora Shishatz Petre, only if he lives in a place where there is ten, so that the Shliach Tzibur exempts him. But if there's no Shliach Tzibur, then he does have to say Musaf. But Malachik HaChomim, that it doesn't matter, you say Musaf either way.